The dispute centers on Barbara Collins, the director of Village Health Services for Norton Sound Health Corporation. The Community Health Aide Association says that Collins has made employment conditions, quote, intolerable for aides. They say 48 aides, or nearly 70% of the workforce, have resigned or been fired since Collins took the position 18 months ago. Sharon Johnson is a community health aide in Unalakleet and the president of the Community Health Aide Association. Johnson says they've given hospital leadership numerous complaints about Ms. Collins. They are now calling for her to be fired for the strike to be averted. Johnson says, to begin with, Collins is not qualified for the job.
She doesn't understand how VHS operates, or she doesn't know how it is to work in a village as a health aide. She had no concept of that.
Aides are also asking that the person who hired her, Mary David, the assistant vice president for hospital services, be terminated as well. Johnson says that aides have brought their issues regarding Ms. Collins to hospital administration in the past.
We have voiced our concern about her, and we were only shot down.
The health aides say that Collins and Norton Sound Health Corporation leadership have failed to provide for employees following critical incident care, leading to post-traumatic stress syndrome among aides, and eventually resignations, self-medication, and even suicide. Johnson says it's become a matter of health for patients and employees.
We're doing this for our people, to best give good quality patient care. We need to take care of our workplace also, be able to come to work without feeling harassed and belittled. We all enjoy our job. We want somebody that supports us in that.
The Health Aides Proclamation also cites labor practices, like requiring aides to take vacation time after working nights and weekends and being called into work during their vacations. And given the high turnover in the past year and a half, aides want staff who have been pushed out or resigned to have an opportunity to be rehired. Hospital administration and the board met this afternoon to discuss the situation. CEO Devin Parlicker says because it is an internal personnel issue, he is not able to comment. 5 days before the possible strike begins, Johnson says she's gotten the signatures of 43 of 51 health aides from 15 clinics. Health aides are the only provider in many communities. Johnson says that if the strike goes through, aides will respond to emergencies, but will not see regularly scheduled patients.
Other than, you know, having emergencies, of course, we will take care of them, but I'm hoping that it won't go this far.
The aides say they are prepared to strike beginning on Monday. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.